Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
In this summer season, I'm so glad you're joining us by radio or by internet. Let me welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 7th of August, 2022, wherever you are in the Eastern Townships or beyond. Glad that you could join us here on CJMQ and taking the time to hear God's Word. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We would be pleased to welcome you at our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. at 256 Rue Queen Street in the borough of Lennoxville. But as so many of you do, you can join us through our Facebook page or YouTube channel where our services are live streamed. Our opening psalm today is from Psalm 50. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me.
When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. Alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Does sadness fill my mind? The soul is near, I find. May Jesus Christ be praised. Or fades my earthly bliss, my comfort still is this. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Be this while life is mine, my canticle divine. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this eternal song through all the ages long. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Let us pray. Generous God, at various times in our lives, we have made promises to you. Perhaps especially when our relationships and circumstances in life were difficult or threatening. And when the crises were over, we often failed to keep the vows we've made to you. But faithful God, you have always kept the covenant promises made to generations of your people, and your word and promises are sacred truths. Generous God, forgive us our failures to keep our fervent promises. For you have said to your people and to us today, Repent, all of you who ignore me. Let the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself will be the judge. We praise you that as a righteous judge, but also as a loving Saviour, you sent your Son Jesus Christ. In him you called us to travel lightly as strangers and foreigners on the earth, putting our hopes in you alone and always ready to welcome your future and your kingdom. And when Jesus was killed by those whose hands were full of blood, you raised him to new life so that he might prepare a new world for those who put their faith in your promises, giving away their riches on earth and treasuring heaven in their hearts. And so, with hearts lifted high, we offer you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever. Gracious God, you are the Holy Lord, the giver of all heavenly treasures. We do not trust your loving kindness, but instead we seek strength in earthly things that cannot deliver us. You give your Son to redeem us from our sins, but still we do not trust your righteousness. Save us, Lord, from the sins we know in our heart. Save us, Lord, from the sins we hide. Dear friends, while it's true that we have all sinned, it is a greater truth that we are forgiven through God's love in Jesus Christ. To all who humbly seek the mercy of God, I say in Jesus Christ our sin is forgiven. So let us be at peace with God, with ourselves and one another. Amen. Reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, reading from verse 32 to 40. Jesus said, Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose masters find them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
All our days are numbered, some live on borrowed time. But life is what you make it, thank God I was so inclined to accept my Lord and Savior when the good news sunk in. He paid a heavenly price by giving his life, and I can't wait to go home to him. I'm ready to go that distance, and God only knows when that might be. But oh, what joy waits up yonder. Once this whole world sets me free, when there's no more tomorrows and glory has come down, those without Jesus are lost and never to be found. So please listen when I'm talking. I'm just saying what needs to be said. Make plans while you're still living. It's too late when you're dead. I'm ready to go that distance, but God only knows when that might be. But oh, what joy waits up yonder once this whole world sets me free. This old world sets me free.
It is somewhat ironic that in our gospel reading, Jesus opens with the words, "Do not be afraid, little flock," and then goes straight into the words that we are perhaps more afraid of than anything else Jesus ever said. Sell your possessions and give away money to the poor. Afraid of it? Well, I think most of us are, if we're being honest. We're afraid because, well, we don't really do that much of it. Oh, we're all generous to one degree or another, but we wonder, are we supposed to take it literally, that maybe we are supposed to give it all away, all of it? And if as a minister I try to explain my way around these verses, I've got a lot of explaining to do. About 1/6 of all the things the Bible records Jesus as having said are about our relationship to money and material possessions. And he speaks more about this than he does about love, about prayer, or about forgiveness, especially in the Gospel of Luke. There is nothing else that can seduce us away from the things that really matter faster than money. And certainly if we added sex and power, we'd probably just about have the field sewn up. I'm told that Mark Twain once wrote that some people worship heroes, some worship power, some worship God, and over these ideals they dispute endlessly, but they all worship money. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Fear not." Did you know that there's a website dedicated to listing all of humanity's phobias? It's called www.phobialist.com. And according to phobialist.com, there are well over 500 things, situations, or circumstances that can cause fear in people's lives. Think about that. 500 or more things that can cause some people to experience minimal to intense, overwhelming fear. What are some of those fears? Well, here's a list of common ones. The fear of losing our freedom, of losing the ability to make our own choices and determine our own fates. The fear of the unknown, not knowing what is coming around the corner or what's behind the door that you're knocking on in life. The fear of pain and suffering. How long and how much can one endure an amount of pain and or suffering for? The fear of disappointment. The fear of not being good enough or having too many imperfections. The fear of loneliness. Having to live alone. Outliving your spouse and friends. Finding yourself with no one to listen to or care about you. The fear of being subject to ridicule, of having people laugh at you and make fun of you. And finally, just for this select number of fears, the fear of falling. This is one that is commonly felt among senior citizens who fear falling more than they do financial issues, robbery, or even health issues. For many, it causes them to become immobile, refusing to participate in common everyday activities. Well, what is God's remedy? What is written on the prescription pad which says, "Fear not"? Well, the first assurance and remedy for fear is for us to remember our identity and our place in the Lord, that we are his sheep. We are his flock. Jesus doesn't mix words in verse 32. Very quickly, Jesus deals with the issue of fear and the reality of our human frailties. Fear not, little flock. And that little is not as much a quantifier, but as a qualifier. Not little in how many are there in a certain number of followers, but little in the fact that we humans are powerless when it comes to dealing with many of the issues of fear. Jesus knows the frailty of our frame, and he loves us. And he loves us that he gives us another assurance, that assuring us of the Father's good pleasure, that God's delight is to do good things for his people. Pastor Rick Warren, in his writing, reminds us that we were created for God's pleasure. Now, that doesn't mean that God created us to be his slaves or that he enjoys manipulating and dominating us. No. We go back and remember that God is love, and it is out of love that you and I were created. God created us because it brings him great joy in bringing us to life. We have the capacity to delight the heart of God, sharing in his life and his helping us to become what we as people of God were purposed to be. God's rule and reign, God's purpose and plan is bound up with the fact that he loves us and that he has a destiny for us. Do not be afraid. And the third assurance is to focus on the Lord's wonderful gift of his kingdom to his people. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's like one of those Disney fairy tales, only 1,000 times better. Like the story of Snow White or Cinderella or Aladdin, when everything seems to have gone wrong and everything is almost lost. But then suddenly everything turns around and the kingdom is restored and they all live happily ever after. It's the story of the prodigal son who foolishly wastes everything and finds himself living in a pig pen without friends or food. But that's not how the story ends. For we read how he was forgiven by his father, given a new robe and a new ring. And it's the story of all of us whose own sins bring us outside of God's kingdom, only to be welcomed back in through the door of faith and grace and mercy, all to be found in the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the story of salvation. This is his love. Be ready for the kingdom. And he tells a story of servants who were not ready. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. What does it mean to be ready? It's simple. Treasure the Lord Jesus. If you want treasure in heaven, then treasure the one who is the treasure of heaven. If you want to know where your treasure is, look for where your heart is today. And if it's in a place where it should not be, then here's the investment advice. Reinvest your values. Reinvest your values. Look at verse 19. Lay not up treasure for yourselves upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but rather lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Jesus is saying, make a lasting investment. Reinvest your values. Do you remember the story we had last week of the foolish rich farmer? Who was doing so well, he knocked down his barns and built bigger barns so that he could keep a hold of all the things that he was accumulating. And he said to himself, eat, drink, and be merry, and anticipated enjoying a long and full life. And the Lord said, you fool, for this night your soul will be required of you. And then who will receive those things that you have provided? And Jesus, again using this man as an illustration, says, so it is that the one who lays up treasure for themselves and is not rich towards God. Treasure the one who is the treasure in heaven, for where your heart is, that is where your treasure is.
Treasures take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious love, lead me home,
lead me home.
Let us pray. Loving Lord and Father of all, we bring you now our thanks and praise for all you have given us and blessed our lives with, for the wonderful world in which we live, for the summer season and the promise of the harvest. Give us grace to accept your gifts and help us to share them unselfishly wherever we see need. Help us to reinvest our money into treasure in heaven. Dear Lord and Father of all, we thank you for your still small voice of calm that reaches out to us through the strains and stresses of life. And in that calm now, we bring you our prayers for others and for our world. Teach us, Lord, to pray with love and understanding and grace. Help us to see and hear the needs of those that are all around us. There are those who are despised or avoided because they are troublesome or difficult, or because they are just different. We could help them if we cared, so teach us, Lord, to care. There are those we just do not like, and those we think are somehow not worthy of our time. We could help them if we cared. Teach us, Lord, to care. And there are those we perceive as a threat to our way of life, and those whose needs are all too visible as they perish from want. It all seems too much for us alone to deal with, yet we could help them if we cared. Teach us, Lord, to care. And there are those for whom we do care, those we worry about and fear for, our own families and friends in illness or troubles or in dangers, our own family and household of faith. Teach us, Lord, to care. And these prayers we gather up in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Cheer the heart like Jesus, by his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He my blessed Lord I see.
Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea.
Been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.